In this bulletin, Scott Morrison to outline his plans for Australia's economic recovery. Another passenger from the Ruby Princess tests positive to COVID-19. And in football, the English Women's Football League is called off because of the pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will unveil major changes to skills and vocational training in a speech about post-pandemic economic recovery. The PM is due to reveal his new so-called Jobmaker plan when he addresses the National Press Club in Canberra this afternoon. Under the plan, industry is expected to be given greater power in shaping Australia's skills and training future, with stimulating job growth a key outcome. Funding will also more closely target specific skill gaps based on the needs of business. A school in Sydney has been closed after a student tested positive for COVID-19. Parents have been asked to collect their students from Waverley College in the city's eastern suburbs. Queensland has reported one new case overnight, a woman from Cairns who was a passenger on the Ruby Princess. And the World Health Organization has put a temporary stop to trials of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine because of safety concerns. Last week, a study in the medical journal The Lancet found there were no benefits to treating coronavirus with the drug, and that taking it might even increase the number of deaths among those in hospital with the virus. Media who allegedly breached suppression orders when Cardinal George Pell was initially convicted of sexual assault will face a trial. More than 21 publications, 6 corporate groups, and 19 journalists will be put on trial for contempt, with the first case set to start in November. The federal government is putting pressure on Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk to open the Queensland border. Ms. Palaszczuk has implied the borders could remain closed until September if that's what will keep Queenslanders safe. Speaking to Sky News, the Trade and Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham argues that border closures are not necessary given how well the country's doing. He says while the Premier may have good intentions, in the end, small businesses need domestic tourism in order to rebuild.
Queensland is the state in Australia most heavily dependent on tourism to sustain small businesses and jobs. And so Queenslanders have the most at stake and the most to lose. If these border restrictions stay in place too long, it will be businesses in Queensland and jobs in Queensland that will suffer.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has again defended the actions of his senior adviser Dominic Cummings. Mr. Cummings has been called to resign after it was revealed he broke the UK's strict lockdown in March when he drove his 4-year-old son more than 400 kilometres from London to Durham, where his family lives. Mr. Cummings says his action was necessary as he and his wife were infected with coronavirus and were concerned that if they fell ill, they wouldn't be able to care for their son.
The public were not stupid to follow the rules, and I wasn't looking for loopholes. I was looking to try to do the best that I could in a complex situation where I was trying to weigh safety of my child with trying to get back to work and a lot of difficult decisions to make around that.
Mr. Cummings has refused to resign, and Mr. Johnson says he'll make no further comment on the matter. In football, England's Women's Super League has been called off because of the pandemic. Australian Sam Kerr and her Chelsea teammates are now anxiously awaiting the outcome of the WSL title. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two, 17. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 18. Hobart, much the same, and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, showers and wind easing, 19. Sydney, showers, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, also sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.